Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this September 26, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two today at 3:30, we're going to welcome in our great friend, Deb Kluwerth, Community Relations Volunteer Coordinator with the Family Center. Right now, in studio with us, we have our good friend, Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Lacey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. We appreciate the time. How are things going on at the Chamber?
They're going good. We're getting ready for fall. Yeah. Snow's going to be here before we know it.
Yeah, yeah. You are so right about that. It's a good thing that we have a bunch of great events to look forward to and to keep us warm throughout these colder months. Let's get into some of our community events coming up first, Lacey, if you don't mind.
Yes, absolutely. So we have a Off the Clock that is going to be on the 16th, which I put a different date, but 16th, that is at the YMCA, the new Y that opened, a few years back, but yeah. We are going to go there, celebrate. There's going to be raffle prizes and appetizers free to the public from 4 to 6, so definitely come out. And if you haven't gotten a tour or got to see the new facility, absolutely, that's a good time to come. Obviously, enjoy some free appetizers, get a tour, see the pool. I love the Adventure Zone. It's really fun for the kids. Just kind of get out there.
So see we were talking about this on the morning show the other day, Melissa and Seth and I, and we were talking about how we've gotten to tour it and check it out and such. And I heard from a couple of listeners actually. Oh, how long has that been there? I haven't gotten to get over there yet. While I think that if you've been to the Y, you understand why we're encouraging people to head over there, why we're so excited about it and everything. But I also think that those of us that have been there, we're gotten a little used to it in some ways. And so for many out there that haven't gotten to experience it yet, it's still newer. You know, it hasn't been around that long.
No. So, I mean, it soft opened during COVID. So yeah. I think it was, and then obviously I worked in the Boys and Girls Club on the other side of it. So when they first opened, it was hard because we didn't have, we couldn't have so many people in there just based off of like trying to follow the COVID protocol. So I think it's good now that, everything's kind of calmed down, knock on wood, and you can definitely come check it out. It's fun. It's really, really nice in there. I love it's so open. A lot of kids hang out there after school just because it's a safe space. And then obviously the pool, and then they have a lot of things there that you can participate even if you're not a member. So a lot of basketball things. If kids are involved, I see a lot of adults going in there.
Yeah.
Obviously, and then like, it's good. It's great to get out there. And then I feel like a gym is a safe space to meet people, make friends, talk to people. You're definitely like, you're cared for there. So it's really fun.
Yeah. I never think about that part of it, but that's a great point of if you're looking for opportunities to run into people or meet new people, the gym and the Y in general is a great spot for it. Our good friend, Raquel Novak, gave me a tour of the Y before it opened. And the whole time we're doing it, I could not get over as a kid growing up in Chicago. My uncle was an architect and he'd take me on sites and seeing things. Mm-hmm. And I'm not exaggerating. That building would not have been surprising to me if it was opening in Chicago. It's that kind of building. It's a big city type of building. It's got something for everybody, literally. Like there is I defy you to find something that you couldn't enjoy and take in at the Y. It's such a great facility. And all that's missing is you. That's all it's missing. Otherwise, it's good.
Yeah, it's really fun. I love it. I got to tour it a little bit from the Boys and Girls Club side, but we got to go on both sides. But Myron Construction did a fabulous job.
They really did. Shout out to Myron Construction again. This great off-the-clock event going on Monday, October 16th from 4 to 6 over at 601 West Grand Avenue, right at our local Y. More good stuff. Oh, rekindle the spirit.
I know.
Oh, it is that time. Oh, it is that time.
Are you ready for that?
I'm getting there. We've got to get ready for it because as I have learned from you guys over at the Chamber, takes a little time to prepare these things.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're definitely jumping in head first. I'm excited. I love parades. I love getting out there. This year it's going to be a little different. So we're going to be at the Mead for after the Santa visits. So if anyone is interested, in coming out, I'm going to try to do a little bigger this year. So I really, really want to try to give back to the community, do the cookie decorating. I really want to do a photo op as well, besides the Santa photo op, but like one where you can take a picture with your family and we can take the picture for you. As a parent, I think that, I mean, I'm a mom and I'm always taking the picture, so I'm not always in it. And I think that when, I mean, I like looking back and when I'm seeing pictures of my parents that they're not in them either. So it's like, it would be really nice, just a little keepsake. And then obviously it's, you know, it's right before the holidays, so you would have time to get that printed out, send that out as a greeting card. And I think it would just be really nice to do something for the community.
It's an insightful, great idea, Lacey. That's really good.
I know how expensive it is to do, you know, professional photos. And I think that it would just be really nice for families. And I am big on trying to do whatever I can. So.
Well, and it takes a mom to catch something like that.
Yes.
You know, that's a smart, it's insightful. It's good thinking.
We're never in the pictures. So, I'm excited. I'm hoping I can get some of my chamber staff to dress up as elves. I've asked them a couple times. I just think it would be really cute. And I mean, I love the holidays. I love to celebrate. So, I mean, I enjoy giving things more than receiving this time of the year. So I definitely want to do something for Wisconsin Rapids. So
we're in the same boat on that one. And I can see the passion for this and the want to do that with this. Is there anything we as a community can do to help?
Yes. So we are right now we have our sponsorship opportunities, there's obviously different price points depending on, you know, what aligns with the business's mission. But I definitely want to try to find some kind of a cool, but kind of like a calmer background. So I'm working on that right now. And then I'm going to reach out to some people and see we'd really love to have some food trucks there as well during the parade before and after. So I know we're reaching out to our chamber, you know, members first, but then we want to have like hot chocolate. I really think it would be cool to do, like, kettle corn.
Yeah.
I think it would just be kind of fun while watching the parade. You can, you know, you can't, like, obviously the kids can just chase down candy, but I think it would just be fun. But yeah, obviously I would love people to have floats. We're really excited. We are taking registration right now for that. You can either call the chamber or stop in, or I can always email. We also have everything's on our social media platforms. So that if you are, you know, if you're really tech savvy, that works for you. Do it that way. But you can also reach out to me at the communications at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com or the 422-4859.
Is there any changes to the parade route this year?
No, everything will stay the same. Mead is such a great space.
Yeah.
And then it really helps facilitate Santa coming in there, not everyone seeing him. He can kind of just be in the parade and then all of a sudden, boom, he's here. But I really, really wanted to do like cookies and kind of make it more of like an activity after the parade. Just so that families can kind of get out there, do things together, obviously not have to go all over the place and just kind of have it in one place. And I just feel like it would be really, really great, a great opportunity for kids and parents to spend time together bonding.
We've got a lot of great hosting areas around here, but any chance to have something at the Mead, you know, is always nice too. I love highlighting it and sending people there, especially if there's a chance people that haven't gotten experience any of the Mead or anything before. That's always nice too. It's a great venue for this.
I love it. And they just redid the sauna there they redid the pool. They did like a new bottom on the pool.
Oh, I got to get over there.
It looks really, really nice. The sauna is like all like wood. It's really nice. It's neat.
Definitely got to check that out. One of the things that I think about with Rekindle the Spirit is usually a lead into Small Business Saturday.
Yes.
And that's the case again this year.
We are absolutely, I love shopping. I'm definitely, Sip Shop Local was really, really fun. And I'm excited for Small Business Saturday. Obviously, we're biased because we love to shop and at the chamber we're the ones behind it. So that helps too. But yeah, we are absolutely looking for businesses. If you want to showcase your business during obviously the busiest part of the year for shopping, absolutely participate in the event. You can absolutely get a hold of us at 715-423-1830. That's Holly Ann you're going to want to reach out to. She's the office manager, and she's kind of behind this. So she really wants us to try to stay inclusive, shop small, stay in the area, obviously support these businesses that are supporting us, and we're having the passport. So only 40 small businesses. And obviously we want to try to get it filled, you know, quicker than not, but reach out. We would just love to have the support for those small businesses.
Cranberry Blossom Fest, Small Business Saturday, certainly our local Christmas events. There are so many signature events with the Chamber, but if I can, to me, this is the signature event of the Chamber, the Small Business Saturday.
Yes.
It is the definition of what you guys are all about, buying local, supporting local.
Absolutely. And it's fun because, I started right when Sip Shop started. So just getting to see, and that's during Mother's Day weekend, this one, you know, kind of like, what, Deer Hunters Widows weekend, everyone calls it different names, Black Friday weekend, but yeah, just get out there. You know, in some businesses there is going to be they're going to have a stamp. Some you don't have to spend to participate. We're asking them that, obviously they let us know so that we can let the people that want to go in know. So
and do we have all the businesses already?
No, so we are still accepting businesses. We are hoping that we can get it full. I think the deadline's at the end of October.
End of October.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, 40 small businesses, and obviously your business is going to be on there on that passport, and obviously everyone's going to be looking at it. It's a good way to get your name out there if you're a newer business, and if you haven't participated before. I think it's fun to have those staples every year, but I think it's fun to throw in some new ones that haven't always been involved. Yeah. It's a good way to kind of get your feet wet in the chamber activities.
Well, and if I can, not to be overly blunt here, but you go ahead and try these things. They are not a big asking price. They're not going to take that much out of your overhead, and you will see for yourself the investment you're making, not only in your community but in the chamber, and how that can benefit you. There's a reason we support the chamber as strong as we do. The data's there. We see the evidence of being a part of the chamber and how much that can help your business. Be a part of Small Business Saturday and find out for yourself.
Absolutely.
We're talking Christmas now already. Oh my gosh. all right. Let's do it. Let's dive right into it.
So we've got Nakusa Hometown Christmas. Yeah. We are obviously still doing that. We are working with the city of Nakusa as well. We're kind of partnering with that with Heather over there. So if you want to get involved with the lights and stuff, you're going to want to reach out to her. And then we are doing the fireworks as well as the parade. So we're excited to work together. Hopefully we can just keep growing it, make it a really, really great time for different activities. They're going to have a lot of Santa visits and stuff out there, but we're absolutely wanting businesses to reach out for sponsorships as well as the parade itself. So definitely get your float in there. We've already got some applications coming through, so that's great. People are on top of it. But yeah, definitely reach out. We're definitely hoping to make it bigger than last year. So.
Lacey, as a journalist, I need to tell you this. I have no journalistic integrity with this subject. I love Nakusa. It was the first place I lived out here in the Rome area. And we used to work with Heather Sayers quite closely. We love Heather. So anything involving her and Nakusa, we're going to be all in on. We're big fans of this.
She's so great. I love it. I'll see her later today.
And that's cool. So say hi to her for us, please. When it comes to an event like this, it's one of the things that I think of when I first moved out to this area. And one of the coolest things I thought, where I was from in Illinois, it's nothing to go a town over and to go to an event or something. But those towns don't communicate very often. Here, we see more of that. Now, not as much when I was a kid, but now, to your point, you said it simply because it happens a lot nowadays. Nakusa working with Rapids working with Port Edwards, Port Edwards working with Rome, like all these things. We are so much stronger together.
Yes.
Like, we got rivalries with our high schools and all that, sure, and I'm all in favor of that. But as far as, like, locals, how many of us, I mean, every one of you right now can think of at least one to two people that live in this town but work in this one. Mm-hmm. You know, we share tax dollars. We share these things. We should be sharing the fun as well. We should be sharing in these events. And, you know, Nakusa residents come to the Rapids stuff. Rapids people go to the Nakusa stuff and take in these events.
Yes.
And have a good time while you're at it, too.
Absolutely.
I love the Nakusa Hometown Christmas. As a kid, that me and my sister just loved it.
Yeah, we love driving through the light. I mean, the lights are like, they're just... It's funny because when you're driving through there, you're like, oh, when I first moved here, I didn't know much about it. Yeah, and I was really excited to get to go see that. And then obviously the fireworks and then this parade. I know they're doing Santa visits and activities with Santa. They're also going to do some cookie stuff, mm-hmm. too. So it's like we're trying to make sure we can make Rapids and Inukusa. We're kind of cohesive working together. So I'm really excited to get to be a part of the fireworks. I've never got to help put on a fireworks
display. Oh, cool.
Display,
oh, so yeah. You're going to have fun with that.
I'm super excited.
That's
going
to be fun. Oh, but that's going to be good.
But yeah, reach out. We're definitely accepting sponsors for the parade, as well as obviously entries. If you want to enter in, there is some sponsorship packages that include free parade entry, too. So.
Another thing we appreciate about our chamber is the effort that you guys put into not only helping people find opportunities for work, but businesses find good employees. And we've got some upcoming yes. workforce programs and events that we wanted to certainly touch on as well, Lacey.
Yes, we do. So community and team leadership is underway. I'm part of the community leadership this year, so I'm really excited. We started the teens, which we have posted on our Facebook page, but they had a lot of fun coming out talking about communication styles. Mm. So that was really fun. A lot of people communicate differently. So understanding which color you are, and how to better understand where they're coming from. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the tone is what doesn't always match with kids. Mm-hmm. Sometimes everything's with text messages and they're not always the best at explaining themselves. So I think they were really, really good at like, oh, okay, well, I'm this communication style. How do I approach someone? Like my mom is a completely different one. Right. So it was really fun to get to go see them. Taco John's sponsored the lunch for
nice.
Them. So the kids were super excited that they got to sit on their butts and listen all day. But yeah, it was super, super fun.
What an amazingly awesome idea. We are so worried about the youth and communication skills.
Yes.
And I mean, just hitting on that alone is
yes.
great. Let alone you had us at tacos. That was great too.
It was. I think it's great for them, especially with. I mean, unfortunately, we're on our phones more than we should be. Mm-hmm. So I think it was great that she started that out with that, because that way, you know, the kids absolutely know where each other is at too. Mm-hmm. So like, oh, okay, you don't communicate well if I, you know, if I raise my voice or if I'm talking loudly or if I talk too fast. So I think it's good to start out right away building that foundation with those kids in, you know, being an adult, learning how to communicate correctly and advocate for yourself. So it was fun to get to go downstairs and they were all asking Laura and Stacy, like, okay, how do I communicate better? Mm-hmm. How do I make sure I can get my point across without offending someone and explaining myself, but not. And then, or even like when someone says something to me, taking constructive criticism, mm-hmm. not getting defensive with strengths and weaknesses. So it was really cool.
Tact and tone go a long way.
Absolutely.
Legislative breakfast coming up this month.
Yes.
Next month, October 20th, that'll be going on.
Yeah. So that is registration is going to be online for that. She's trying a little bit differently with that QR code. So you can scan it on our social media platforms, as well as if you want to, you can always come in the chamber and we can help you set it up that way. But yeah, she wants to try a little bit differently this time. So that's October 20th. You're going to be able to hear from our local legislators. We have a couple that are already tentative and coming. Like Testin. So obviously they will answer prepared questions. If there's things you want to advocate for your business, things like that, definitely come out. Chatterbox is going to be catering the event, coffee by Mission Coffee House. There is a fee of $35 and then registration no later than October 16th.
It's going to be a great event and an opportunity to be able to talk to these representatives straight up, no middleman. It's something that they look so forward to. All the people that have already confirmed, Testin, Krug, Shankland, all these individuals join us all the time on the air. And whenever I'm talking to them about these things, this is a big one for them. They love this opportunity to just talk, make eye contact, look you in the eye and talk with you just straight up. That's what they do. And we're so spoiled in this area with our representatives. I talk to these people once a month. I look them in the eyes, and they care. They are actually invested in this area. They give a darn about you.
Yes.
And this is an opportunity for you to see that for yourself. You don't have to take my word for it. I encourage you to go to the breakfast and see it for yourself.
Yes.
I stand by that. And I don't say that lightly.
Yeah. They are very down to earth, and you can. It's not like sometimes it's like you feel like you can't approach someone.
Mm-hmm.
But Testin has been very, very involved in the chamber things. He comes to our parades. He came to, we had that mural in Port Edwards, and he even came there for that. So he definitely makes time. It's important to him to see what's going on here, and he's listening. He does hear you.
Absolutely. And if I could piggyback on that, Scott is maybe the realest politician I have met. Scott truly believes, you know, what you hear and what you see is what you get. And Katrina, it doesn't necessarily even have voters in this area, yet joins us all the time to talk to us about this area and talk about the importance of our areas working together in Point and Rapids and all this kind of similar what we were just talking about.
Absolutely.
So you're so right about this. It's a great opportunity. Find out more about that again at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Oh, Coffee with the Chamber coming up next week, or October 25th.
Yes.
I'm excited about October. If you guys can't tell.
There's so many things. And I mean, I love September too. We're back to school. But October, it's definitely.
It's my favorite month. It's fun. I love October.
I love Halloween.
Yes.
I already have my Halloween decorations out.
Oh, we are going to talk. I can't wait for that conversation.
I got them out already. My kids are like, why? It's not even a month out yet. But very, very excited to have him. He is joining us at the chamber, and we will be.
Who is joining us?
So Scott Dietz.
Yes.
So he's a great speaker on presentation. So either presenting if you're doing something verbally, if you're setting something up to show people, and making sure that you can convey your message in a way that people are going to receive it and then be able to understand it. So, I already told Stacey I wanted to go because I'm doing presentations, with my position. So he's going to be there, the lightning update. The first four people that are registered will get a chance to feature updates on their business. During that time when obviously we're going to have a lot of people, you'll be able to reach a lot of people. So he's going to talk about presentation excellence. So presentation excellence is important for leaders at large global companies, regional, local businesses, and then profit and nonprofit. So definitely attend, or even if you can't make it out virtually, there is the link that we'll send out as long as you register. Obviously, it's free if you're a chamber member, and coffee is going to be on us. That's always fun. And then this is sponsored by Ho-Chunk Gaming Coosa. They are great with these Coffee with the Chamber events and making sure that we are having valid topics that are important in our area. So Cranberry Cash, we are wrapping that up this week. You can still buy tickets, one for 10, three for 20. Obviously, come out to the chamber or find one of us, and we will absolutely sell you whatever we have on us. And then obviously, tune into our Facebook Lives. You get to see every chamber staff. Yeah. So if you're like, you can kind of, that's what they look like. Oh, that's great. Like, they're super, super fun. I am really, really excited the involvement that it's been from the community to support this has been great. And then people are like super excited when they come in to get their chamber gift certificates. So it's really been fun.
It's a really fun way to interact with people too.
Yes.
For you guys and for us. Yes. It's a lot of fun, but we're looking forward to this.
I'm excited.
We got a new investor of the month, and I've been waiting all show to get onto this one.
Trading Post. And we talked about them at our last one, but definitely check them out. They have so many things, especially with Halloween coming up. They have a lot of stuff for holidays. If you're looking for, I love old ornaments. So the old stuff, it's just not built the same.
No, I'm with you.
Definitely check them out. They're investor of our month, and we're definitely excited for them. And then as well as we have Electric Nails, just signed up. We're waiting on a meeting for them, a new nail salon here in town. And then Rapids Pack and Ship. So he owns some other businesses and then now signed them up. So we're definitely excited, trying to keep, more businesses coming in, and would love to have more. So definitely reach out or stop in the chamber, because some of these have just stopped in and signed up. They're like, okay, I want to be a chamber member. What can you do? So reach out. We would love to talk about it, talk about our mission and how we can work together to better serve in this community.
Mm-hmm. And get over to these businesses, especially the Trading Post, before Lacey and I do. We get over there to fight over old Halloween items. We'll see which one of us gets there first. We'll see. Lacey, if people have follow-up questions and want to know more about some of the great events we've talked about, or just things the Chamber can do for them, how can they find out more?
Yes. So call us at, you definitely can call me or the office. My number is 715-422-4859. The office, 715-423-1830. And then you can also reach out on our website, as well as our Facebook page. And then if you want to reach me about any of these local upcoming events, communications@WisconsinRapidsChamber.com.
You are good. Nice work. Nicely done, Lacey. Thanks for the time. We'll talk again real soon.
Thank you.
We got more Midday Magazine coming up right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.